This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hello, everybody. We're glad you're joining us today and excited to talk about immigration and some changes. And I'm going to be joined by some expert guests. We're going to answer questions together. And hopefully you're just excited as I am with some of the recent developments that have taken off. My name is Holly Musselwhite. I am the Senior Clinical Manager for AMN Healthcare International. Mike and Chris, I'm going to give you the floor to introduce yourselves, and we'll start with Mike.
Okay. Hi, Holly. My name is Mike Hammond. I'm an immigration attorney based here in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I've been doing immigration work for over 30 years and happy to be here today to answer some questions.
Thanks, Mike. And Chris?
Yeah. Good day, everybody. I'm Chris Masillo, and I'm an immigration attorney who's worked at the intersection of healthcare and immigration since the last millennium, so quite a few years.
All right. Thank you for introducing yourselves. So let's talk for just a minute about this latest visa bulletin and some of the changes that we've seen in the one that just came out a few days ago. We had a change from some of the countries across the globe. There was some positive forward movement. And so we see with the July 2025 visa bulletin, the rest of the world or worldwide move forward from February 8th to April 1st of 2023. So that's pretty good movement. Was that a surprise for either of you to see that happen?
This was one of the more interesting visa bulletins we've seen in a while for several reasons. First, while we didn't see the Philippine EB3 date move really at all, it was still February 8th, 2023. We actually did see all other country date move from February 8th, 2023, it moved 7 or so weeks to April 1st, 2023. So while not very good news for our Philippine nationals, some frankly pretty positive news. It was one of the bigger jumps we've seen in a while for all other countries. Yeah. And of course, I'm not talking about India and China. The other interesting thing I thought about the visa bulletin, and it probably went a little under the radar, was the dates of filing, which on one level has no significance whatsoever, but we believe that it's a pretty good forward indicator. And, you know, the dates of filing in June for both all other and the Philippines was March 1st, 2023. In July, it's moved all the way up till May of 2023 for both the Philippines and the all other. That probably means that there's some slack still in there for the rest of this fiscal year. And so it wouldn't surprise me if we see another movement ahead in final action dates in the next visa bulletin, the August visa bulletin. So that's at least what that would indicate, that there's still visas out there and available. If we had seen the dates of filing, which is chart B, match chart A, which is the final action dates, then I'd say that there is no slack and we would not expect any movement. So I know everyone's always going to ask for predictions. I think that, you know, it's always hard predicting, especially predicting the future, but it wouldn't surprise me if in August we see a slight progression in the final action dates, at least based off the data that the department.
All right. Thank you for that great overview.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
We did have this first question, and it says, the next month we'll see another movement or we'll have retrogression again. So, Chris, you kind of alluded to that, but Mike, are you kind of having similar thoughts around what may be happening sort of behind the scenes and what we can expect maybe even for next month?
Definitely. I think normally during the summer, we see a lot of people refer to as summer retrogression, which simply means that all of the visas that have been allocated for the year have already been used up. So people have gone to their interviews, they've been approved, people here in the States have had their 45s approved, et cetera. And to some degree, that's a means that we're running an efficient immigration program in that if there's 140,000 immigrant visas to be allocated in a given year, that if we use all 140,000 for the fiscal year ends, that's a good thing. Summer retrogression may look bad, but it just means that a process is being efficient. This year, the fact that it's moving forward, I agree with Chris that we're likely to see movement again in the August bulletin. On one hand, that's nice. That's good news for everyone. On the other hand, it also likely means that they're not processing as many cases as we would like to see them process, which, you know, will ultimately come back to bite us a little bit as we get near the end of the year. But I suspect that we will see further movement again in August. Typically, we kind of project that the chart B, or the day for filing chart, is the chart that the final action date moves up to and meets by the end of the fiscal year. So with that reasoning, then we certainly expect. And one of the things Chris pointed out that I think was extremely interesting, and hopefully there's some reason behind it as far as numbers available. For final action date, the Filipino and the rest of the world chart split, which the first time in a while they've split. That used to historically be the norm. But the date for filing chart, which both moved up 2 months, moved up in lockstep with the Philippines and the rest of the world. So I think most of us found that fairly optimistic for what we can expect through the rest of this fiscal year. So good news there with that bulletin.
Yeah, I know. I've been doing this for a while too, and I was very surprised to see the rest of the world and Philippines split. But, you know, looking at the positives, and there's certainly a lot to be excited about at the moment.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.